Blog Talk Radio.
Rad Reality Show, and we're going to kick it off with our theme song.
I should have been
we got a cowboy.
I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart.
Absolutely. It's just good to have true fans out there. I really love doing it for the fans.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show, the roundtable discussion about Big Brother on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to everyone in the chat room, all the guests that's listening. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show. The chat room is filling up, so if you want to call in and talk Big Brother, 347-237-5506. Make sure you push the 1 because I'm not going to pick up unless you push the 1.
Hi, Big Brother fans. Hi to all of our podcast listeners who will listen to the show a little later but couldn't make it here to be with us on our live show. We appreciate you. We've got a great show lined up for everyone tonight, which is August 1st, 2013. Our first hour tonight, we're going to focus on Big Brother 15, of course. And the second hour, we're going to focus on The Hero, which aired their first season finale tonight on TNT. And we'll have our host, Mr. Michael Cowboy Ellis from Big Brother 5, here with us to guide us through it all. My name is Cherry Garcia, and my sidekick on air with me right now is Mr. Paul from Minnesota. We'll be your co-host tonight. And we're going to check in with Paul and see how he's doing. Paul, do you know what today is?
Cherry, you got to prepare me for your questions. Today is the finale of The Hero. Today is August 1st. Oh, my goodness. Is this the day? What?
Today's Jerry Garcia's birthday.
Oh, excuse me. Hey, I want to say you called me a sidekick, and I will say this. And this will be coming up later, but I just want to say I kicked my heels up in joy at tonight's Hero finale. And I know you did too.
OMG. You know I did. You know,
well,
I did. Without spoiling anything further, you know I did. Let's.
Obviously, from me telling you that, I did catch up. I told you I was behind when we talked on the phone earlier. I did catch up because I was a little bit behind. I'm so glad I did.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you did, too. I'm so glad you caught up on that because what a great show that is.
Right.
I'm going to miss it. I really am. And I just pray that they do a second season. What a phenomenal show. But we'll go into that in our second hour. Let's bring up the host of our show, Mr. Michael Cowboy Ellis. How are you tonight, Cowboy?
Oh, my goodness. I tell you what, I got pages of notes. And first off, I know we're going to talk about The Hero in the second part. Very excited to talk about it and what it means, I know, to this family.
the Rad Reality Show. And but I want to say, I honestly thought The Rock was Chi-Town Joe. I mean, they kind of got some similarities. So I was kind of confused at first. I thought The Rock was Chi-Town Joe. So I just wanted to throw that out there, a little funny inside joke for all of us. But it is going to be a good night. You know, one of Ron's favorite songs when you called his cell phone was Black Eyed Peas, Tonight's Going to Be a Good Night. And
absolutely.
I really feel like we're going to have a good night. You never know who's going to call in. As of right now, we have no guests. But you know what? Sometimes our shows are better when we don't have guests. It's a fan-based show, so we love to hear from you guys. The phone lines are open. The chat room is open. A lot to talk about. I know David and Mary will be soon calling in if they're not already on the switchboard. I want to say this, and I want anyone that's listening or that will listen, and you've got tweet, and it goes out to Big Brother family or anything like this, I want you to tweet this because I don't have a tweet account, and I'm not getting a tweet account. But this is what I want you to tweet for me. Michael Cowboy Ellis says that Howard from Big Brother 15 is a stand-up guy, and I will go to my grave with that. He went out with his head out high, and oh my goodness, it brought me to tears. Everything, guys, I've dealt with racism all my life, not just being white, just having two black nephews. And for him to handle it the way and tell, you know, him saying, you know what, y'all did not see my temper, and there is a temper. And it reminded me so much of the Jackie Robinson story, 42. And I tell you what, it just, I know that he probably did some things in the house that people's going to be like, he's not a stand-up guy. That's fine. But you know what? It's a game, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? I think overall, you're going to see a stand-up guy. You're going to see a man of steel. He's going to come out blazing. He's going to be in the charities. He's going to be in the public eyes. He's going to give back, and he did not win. And I really know that. But I really feel like that he is a stand-up guy. And we're not perfect in that game. You know, I was called everything in that game from fans and everything. And, you know, it happens. But you know what, guys? He's a true man. I would have really, I'll be honest with you, I'd rather have probably seen him on the than Big Brother. I will
on
say
what?
That. I'd rather have seen him on the Hero.
Oh, I thought
oh,
that
he would have been great for the Hero.
Said. Oh, oh, absolutely. Oh, my God. We've got to let him know. Maybe he can get on it next season.
That would
well,
so
he'll have to wait. He'll have to wait about two seasons with his contract because I guarantee you CBS release him to go do it right away. I guarantee you. But you know what? He is a hero in so many eyes. And, you know, I know that he's not perfect. But guess what? I got to tell you a secret. I'm not either. You know,
you're a hero to a lot of people, Michael.
Well,
plenty of our
listeners
out there. We are doing the first hour about Big Brother 15, and the second hour will be about the heroes. So if you're listening and you're wondering what we're talking about, our first hour is about Big Brother 15, and the second hour will be about the heroes. So stay tuned with us. We're getting to the hero. Just want to let you know, if you're tuning in about the hero, we will be getting to the hero soon. We do the first hour about Big Brother 15, and the second hour will be about all about the hero. We've got tons of notes and a lot to talk about the hero. It's one of our favorite shows, and we
Thank
will
you.
Be getting to the hero soon. So don't leave us. We'll be getting to that show in no time. But the first hour is about Big Brother 15, so...
And we might run a little bit. We might run a little bit over, but we promise you that we will touch up on the hero. Very amazing show, and I will say I know there will be a second season. The Rock handled himself very well, But I got to give a shout-out, you know, getting back on Big Brother, Brittany having her baby girl, Tilly Elizabeth. What a beautiful name. July the 13th, a baby girl. I'm not going to even go into the story of the Kardashians, you know. But I got to say, Northwest is a cool name, too.
Hey,
you really think so?
Jerry is...
Yeah, I think it's a very unique name. I'm somebody that I love unique names, and Northwest is really a unique name, and believe me, it stands out really well.
Hey, Jerry, I don't know my astrology timetables, but is Tilly a fellow Leo?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I believe so. Now, it was July
right.
What?
What?
What day was it?
13th.
The baby was July the 13th.
Hmm. I think it would be a Leo.
I want to address something that Michael certainly doesn't know about, but the feeders do know about. In a rare situation, the feeds went off about, 9 hours ago, and they
oh, wow.
never came, and they never came back. And I, until they just came back on now, I thought maybe it was taped to live. There may have been a portion of it that was taped to live, and that the current HOH competition was delayed till right now. And here's my speculation, total speculation. But if you remember back in Big Brother 11 with Shima and the coup d'etat, when Jeff had the coup d'etat, Shima for a couple of days was threatening to mess up the live show because she was so upset that her power would be taken away from her. And I don't blame her for being upset because she's the HOH, and virtually the coup d'etat means I don't care who you just nominated. I'm going to nominate my own people, and I don't blame her. But she kept threatening about it, and that live eviction show was taped to live because they really didn't know if she was going to follow through with what she was, you know, threatening to do. Okay, I set that up. Somewhat of a similar situation in all of the campaigning that Spencer was doing. He was saying that if the votes went 4-4 and Julie said, okay, we have a tie, he was threatening at that point to stand up right away on the live show and start calling people out to try to make sure Erin would vote the way that he wanted her to vote. So that's my speculation, that because they weren't sure if he was going to disrupt the live show, that they thought they should do it on tape. Do you follow my logic?
I think, yes, I do. And it's, you know, it's been safe. And you know what? And that might be the reason why they hurried up and they did an endurance competition. Because I have to say, there's been a lot of endurance competitions right off the bat.
Yeah. But it was pretty much unanimously thought in amongst the house guests that this would be an endurance, more of a hanging on than what they're doing. That looks tough. I like this, though.
Oh, absolutely. What did you think about Alyssa falling to her knees?
Sherry, did you see that?
I didn't.
Oh,
I
wow.
So started.
Right at the start of this endurance comp, Alyssa fell down. I mean, she went on her knees, I think almost to her belly. She didn't let go, and she was able to climb back on the moving barrel and right herself. It was one of the most amazing. I mean, Julie was about ready to say, you know, that she was out, and she recovered and is still on it. So kudos to Alyssa.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was huge, huge. Do we have David and Mary on the switchboard yet?
Yep. I believe we do.
Let's bring them up and see what they think.
They just came on. David and Mary, how are you?
Fine.
Hi, guys. We're good.
We're going to get everything situated. With
you know what? It's called I wear looser boxers. That's how I get situated, David. Learn that already.
I've learned that. Thank you.
No, it's just the kids watched it. Big David, his daddy, gave us a big, huge, like 70-inch TV the other day. So the kids watched it on our big TV. And then we had to send them upstairs in a hurry and put our computer on because it's on our 60-inch.
It's on our
52-inch, whatever, flat screen on our wall.
I tell you what, I'm about to talk about Judd because, you know, a huge deal, you know, they showed his hometown of Inglewood. And,
sure did.
I mean, huh?
They sure did.
And I tell you what, I mean, I got to say that's impressive. But you know what? That's a country town. You know, I live in a country town as well, but wow, that's a country town. And I
You're
can
talking
say
about
that.
The people who was talking that they had the subtitle, right?
Well, they subtitle me and Murray every time we talk on TV. See, Cowboy, you come to Louisville. I told you, our part of the neck of the woods
is nothing like Louisville. Louisville's a big city.
Louisville's like New York City. You know, it's huge.
We brought Chris Doherty here. He came right here to our house, and he's like, "Y'all can't tell me y'all ain't got guardrails up. You'll die."
He's driving about 20 mile an hour, and he's like, "Buddy, you're flying." I'm like,
"Mary, he and Judd aren't related, are they?"
I don't know.
We have somebody on the
switchboard
who's called in, and they're on their break. Can I go ahead and bring them up?
Please bring
them up. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Mr. Michael Doyle from Big Brother Whispers, how are you?
Doing awesome, guys. You guys heard the news,
Welcome home.
Hey.
What
doing good.
Hey. Big Brother Canada's opening up audition soon. They made the big announcement today.
Oh,
make your video.
Yeah.
Right? I've helped you make a video, guys.
You know what? I tell you what, I'm not going to lie. I would love to be on Big Brother Canada. You know,
dude.
I tell you what, that would be a culture shock and a half. I mean,
dude, you and I would so own that house together, man. I'd high-five you everywhere we go.
Hey, you know what? We could call ourselves the Michael Michael Alliance. The M&M show.
No, Michael, I got it. Guys,
the
it's called M&M. Dude, we'll call ourselves M&M.
Hey, Michael, wait just a second. Oh, okay. I wanted to see if Paul's went on trivia. I thought somebody fell, but I don't reckon it's back up. Now, mine keeps going on trivia.
And you're right. A lot of times when we have an endurance competition, Mary knows this, and when we're watching endurance and they cut to trivia, there's normally something happening like somebody fell.
Yeah,
and they don't
want us to know right away who got the money. You know what? I understand production, but you know what? We're going to hear about it. They talk. We're going to find out. You might as well just show it. I tell you what, Michael, are you going to try out for Big Brother Canada too?
I'm going to put my heart and soul into this application. I'm a little nervous about it, but
why?
You know what? It feels it's time to have me on the show, I think.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know what? It's only been two seasons.
You know what? I couldn't go on the first one. I was really, really sick with my asthma. I'm 100% better now, though. So I'm just, like, I'm doing 100 push-ups every day, 100 sit-ups, and then 150 jumping jacks. And I'm going out for, like, a couple couple runs every couple days, like 10 kilometers. I'm just
Hey, Michael, you're making me look bad. I didn't know all that was going, Big Brother. Come on, buddy.
You're talking about all that.
I was sick for 7 years, Michael, so it's time that I get it back into shape. So.
And plus he's getting ready for an endurance comp, Michael.
I, that's true. I tell you what, you know, I there's no way in heck I could do an endurance competition right now. But you know what? I tell you what, Michael, I tell you, I did a lot of my training, but it was in the hotel room, you know, a week prior, you know, just doing a lot because that's all you could do, you know. And I tell you what, be true to yourself, keep trying out, don't give up, and, you know, go for it, you know.
It's
a dream, and you know what? Dreams do come true.
Michael, between us and the listeners, it just feels like a passion, and I feel like whole because I get to, you know, be at least 3 minutes closer to Big Brother. I don't know if you get it because you have like a 3 minute audition, so you feel like, you know, it's something. I just want to say thank you, like, because I've been so sick and I was able to escape and watch the show, and you know, it's given me so much, and I just want to say, like, thank you, and I'm a huge fan, so, you know, it means a lot to me, so that's all I like, and that, you know, anything else is just gravy, so.
Absolutely.
Well, I think
you've
got to be in a little bit of shape, but on the endurance part, I don't care what Cowboy says. When it comes down to it, who's got the biggest heart is going to win.
Yep.
If somebody don't want to go home and they got a heart, you know, like Candace right now, I hate to say it, you'd think she ain't physically fit, but she's scared. She's scared.
Oh, absolutely. And on one of the Twitters, you saw someone made the comment, Dr. Will would already dropped because he would have been going for that $5,000. You know, and that's true.
Or when Boogie went for that $10,000 in that slippery challenge because of the he wanted to pay, like, to have the diapers and stuff. So he must have had something up his sleeve saying, you know, oh, I think I might be evicted because he was evicted out right away.
Shaky. Boogie was always born for the money.
Yep.
So, Michael,
standing backwards.
Okay.
Michael Doyle, I just want to clarify. Are you just, like, on a lunch break right now, or are you at home?
Yeah, normally I work from 8 p.m. to 4. I'm at home right now. I'm only, like, 2 minutes away from work. One of the ladies at work went to this mud rally thing here in Winnipeg, and she ruined her knee, so I'm dispatching, but I'm on my break right now, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want you to get in trouble, and I tell you what. You know, we appreciate you being a fan of this show, being a fan of Big Brother. And, you know, I'm going to continue to go with my notes. And then when you've got to X out, you just let us know. But, speaking of Judd being from, Tennessee.
Oh!
Wait, listen. I had an issue tonight. You know, I said last Thursday that Jessie was beautiful. She was beautiful until I seen her wear a freaking Texas shirt tonight. I mean, really? Did she really have to wear a Longhorn shirt? I tell you what, she would look beautiful in crimson and cream. And, you know, I tell you what, OU would look really good on her chest.
Cowboy, I need to let you know that we have a live endurance going on the feed, so I want to break.
Candace has failed. Spencer and Candace broke down.
Spencer has failed.
How did you see it? I'm
right there. It just showed it, David. We got it on quad cam now.
Thanks for taking my news away.
Paul, sorry. I got a question for Paul. You were saying last week, Paul, that Canadians can watch Big Brother now on the feeds?
Right.
That's what I had heard. But, yeah.
That's also on Morty's.com. There's a link,
okay.
Michael.
Yeah.
So go to Morty's. .com, and there's a link where Canadians can click on it to watch live feeds.
All right, cool. I just wanted to double check that.
It just cost y'all $400.
Breaking news.
Amanda fell.
Wow.
What Mary said.
I'm sorry, Paul. You got to get faster.
Paul, it's called what Mary said news.
No, Mary's got a big mouth, so it's hard to get over it.
Sorry.
We've got another fan on the switchboard. If you wouldn't mind.
Right,
here's
something.
Bye, guys. They're talking.
Y'all keep saying he fell. You didn't say the barrel went a different direction.
Okay, Cherry, who's
down
on the switchboard?
Ellen, Alyssa.
Should I bring another fan up?
Yes.
Let's
do it. Okay, here we go. Miss Kansas, how are you?
Hi.
Oh,
hi.
Me. If I were new to Kansas, I'd say put her on mute.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, cowboy, I love you.
I'm joking.
You know how much I love you, cowboy.
I love you, too. And you know what? We're glad that you're a fan of this show and a fan of Big Brother. And I tell you what did you think about Howard going home?
I was sad. I was so scared that Candace was going to be evicted. I was hoping Amanda would go.
All right,
well,
guys, I'm going to head off now.
Falling like flies, guys.
I'm going to fall off like a fly now.
Michael Doyle, I love you, honey, but they are falling
Mary.
Like flies.
Call him in, Michael.
Yeah, and we're going to call ourselves Eminem there, Michael.
Well, you could do Michael and Mary Eminem, too.
Yeah, triple M.
Yeah, Eminem. All right,
Michael, you have a good evening.
All right, man. I'm a huge fan of the show, and thank you so much for doing these podcasts. It means a lot
for
us.
Please save some lives,
no
okay?
No problem.
Michael, thanks
thank
for calling
you.
In, babe.
Okay, guys.
Take care.
So is he like a 911 dispatcher? Is that what he does?
Yes, same as
yes.
Alan. Right.
That's cool.
So we've got Spencer,
is it correct?
Amanda,
is
Alyssa,
it?
And Helen are out right now.
The
oh,
only
good.
Two on the cam
okay.
that you see walking the log is Gina Marie and McCray. Paul, is there anybody else out there?
Judd is out there. And Jay.
I'm hoping for J-U-double-D. I want him to get it this time.
I thought you would.
Judd absolutely has to get it.
I want J-U-double-D to get it. Absolutely.
Judd absolutely has to get it because if he doesn't, he is in threat of going up along with Jesse. They are targeting those two now.
Yes.
What
really?
Happened to Spencer? And I thought it would be Spencer and Candace.
Well, Judd has not. Like, Judd makes these side alliances, and then Andy will tell because Judd is in the alliance. It's Judd and Andy, and it was Spencer and Howard.
McCray,
Andy's the one who went and told everybody about it. Judd didn't. So that put Judd on the radar. When they confronted Judd about it, he's like, oh, it's a fake alliance. Well, the way they saw it is Andy came straight to us and said it's a fake alliance. You didn't bother to say a word.
Yeah.
And Mary, the other factor, Judd is down. Damn it. The other
Judd is gone. Andy's gone.
The other factor is that it was this damn America MVP thing, and they all are now believing, at least those that are in power, they believe that Judd was the MVP this week, and he put Amanda up.
I think Judd will be okay if McCray wins.
No.
I don't know, Dave. You don't know. You don't watch it like me.
Jesse needs to win it now.
Oh, let's go, Jesse. I'm rooting for her.
I see Jesse, I see Gina Marie, and I see... No, I only see McCray and Gina
Jesse's
Marie.
Jesse's way over on the end.
Right. It's not showing
Jesse.
That's
Jesse. It. Just the two of them.
Jesse has her orange Texas shirt, so look for that orange shirt.
Okay, I don't see it right now.
Red Wine Wrestler in our chat room said if Judd aligned with Amanda, they could be the J-U-double-D's.
That's good. I like that one.
Hey, I was about to say, Amanda swimsuit in the diary room. Oh, my goodness. A double D makes a man go, woo-hoo. So, there you go. Tie all together, and you got double D's all the way around.
Especially
as a woman, Amanda is more or less like a double E or a double F. She's not a double D. I know my boobs, believe me. She's not a double D. And I'm speaking from experience, okay? I know double D's. She's not a double D.
Oh, I agree.
Trust me, y'all. She's an E or an F.
Speaking of
boobs. Am I right, Cherry?
Yes, you're right.
Speaking of boobs. Speaking of boobs.
I know my boobs.
Hey, you know what? You know, I don't care what size they are. I just... good to look at. But anyway, did y'all notice the rubber ducky in the cage on the table?
I sure did. I thought of that email, boy.
I know. Okay, what else do I have in my notes? In the China shop. I mean, okay. I like the competition. I think that it's meant for a female, by all means.
Boss, can't believe what I'm saying. I looked at this and I said, Helen or Alyssa's going to win it. Because,
yeah.
Cowboy, Helen runs throughout the house all day long if it's on a lockdown.
And
well,
yeah, guys,
I
tell you what. We'll say this. If Helen makes it to the end, give her the $500,000. She has played this game. And y'all
mm-hmm.
can't say that she hasn't. She's played this game. Oh, my goodness, she's played it tough. And she hasn't even won an HOH, has she? No, but she has got into everyone's head.
Yeah, she won HOH.
She
won a lot of the HOHs. Yeah. She won HOH, yeah.
Okay. But anyways, she hasn't won any vetoes. I know that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? She has ran this house.
What you don't see is a lot of America sees a different Helen when they watch the live feeds. Because
right.
Helen's not the Helen that you're seeing on CBS. It's since she got HOH, she feels like she's entitled.
Yes, I agree, Mary.
It's like,
I stopped liking her. I stopped really being a fan of hers when she got
else.
HOH.
She don't want you to form an alliance, but everybody else is. She's forming an alliance with everybody else.
Once everybody gets smart and brings their stories together and realizes Helen is the main corporate of every bit of it, then she's the target.
Yeah, pretty much.
I've always said that, Big Brother, you had to really love politics and be able to politic. And you can tell that Helen is a politician by all means.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It is working in her benefit. I love politics more than anything, and you have to love politics to a degree to be able to play that game, because everything that you do, you've got to be a politician. You've got to sell something. You've got to be able to sell this wall that if it's white, you're trying to sell it's purple and convince them that it's purple. And if
it's
you convince enough
for a
people,
while now.
Huh?
It's been on trivia for a while now.
Who fell?
Or it could be the end. Maybe somebody made a deal.
They said in the chat room that McCray was trying to strike a deal with somebody.
Right. I don't have the volume up because I'm talking to you all, so I don't want to interrupt it, you know?
What do you think of their engagement, you guys?
You know what?
Their wedding is next Tuesday, I'm pretty sure.
Hey, I did get the invitation to their wedding, just so y'all know. I'm pretty excited, and but there's a difference. This wedding's gonna happen like at 4 a.m. in the bathroom, so it's gonna be like a faucet wedding. Just
they actually eloped last night because Amanda was worried that she might get voted out and the wedding would never happen. So they had a elopement wedding in the cockpit room late last night.
And Andy married them.
Yep.
Right.
Oh no.
Yeah. And you know what? And this is. You know, I'm really good friends with LaJuan. And I'm not saying, and y'all know this, y'all know me. I'm not saying that to be negative by any means. But you know what? We can only have one gay person to marry in the Big Brother house, and that's LaJuan. You know, it's kind of weird how people's trying to follow in his footsteps. And I'm
sorry.
Yeah, there
won't be another one.
You know, LaJuan is amazing. You know what?
Exactly.
His personality. He lights up the room, you know, and I don't even know if he has a bad day, and I know he does, but oh my goodness, I mean,
he made that trash can wedding or trash bag wedding. He made that whole thing.
He did. But, you know, this is the thing. And, you know, being all in season five, you mimic things that you see because you are a fan of the show. And Amanda and McCray knows how beneficiary it is to them because of Brandon and Rachel. And the thing is it's one of them things where everyone's starting to mimic a showman, and it's starting to be okay. God, I mean, here you have Amanda sitting on the hot seat, and she's holding hands in public, showing, yes, they're open, and I got to give them props for that. That is fine. But, guys, showmen says that's a team. That's a lot. You know, no one's going to be able to go through them two. That is already a pairing. And I just, it's kind of weird how I don't see no one targeting that yet.
You
know,
that,
cowboy, stupid. But they are.
Yeah,
they
are.
Well,
yes,
but the thing is, well, in the past, you see the showmances getting, demolished right off. And I do got to say, in season five, you did have a showman that, you know, Diane took third and Drew took first. And they did make it to the end. But it was one of them things where, I tell you what, that's what I battled. I battled between my sister and a showman, and it was really hard. And, you know, sometimes I do have mixed feelings, but it's like, to me, I try with what-if moments or, you know, regrets and anything like that, you know, because it's already done. I can't fix that. But, you know, my thing is when I went to the jury of seven, I should have said, you know what, I took out the number one player in our season, and I did. But I didn't think about that until years later when I actually matured. You know, I don't know if it would have got me that one vote. I think to me, the jury might have respected that topic. You know, because you always see when they talk at the end, there's rollings of eyes and stuff like that, just like it was in my season. But you know what? If I came and said, you know what, I took out the number one person, got out majority of all of us that was in the house, I might have had a fighting chance. Because it's all about the words at the end, how you can make it look. I mean, look at Dr. Will. Never won a HOH.
Really?
And pulled off a win.
Yeah.
The thing about this season, Cowboy, is that there was so many showmances. I mean, you had Aaron and
David.
You had Caitlin and Jeremy. You had
a fake showman,
Howard,
Marie, and
Candace
that never existed.
Up. And
you got
then you've got
a list
McCray
from hell on the showmance.
You've got McCray and
Amanda.
I mean, they're working at getting to them, but they had so many showmances to knock out. And
right.
Believe me, they are targeting them. But
you know, and well, good. And you know what? I got to say this for the record.
Yeah,
where
it's
has
not
Joy?
Good.
Where
it's
has
not good,
Joy?
I love McCray and Amanda.
Yeah,
I do
too. But where has Joy been? I've noticed that ring a week ago that she was engaged. Where has Joy been? I mean, really? Oh, y'all are engaged now?
Cowboy, there's just so much to show. They couldn't show everything that happened this week. There's not enough hours in CBS, you know?
Well,
I'm telling
I know
you,
that.
It's been an exciting week.
Can I say something? Mary
no,
thinks
can't.
For the last 2 weeks that Julie Chen might be pregnant. I can't see it.
Do you
want to
see what
it?
I see?
No.
No.
Okay, Paul?
She's wearing the loose clothing and... And
just let Paul talk. Paul, do you see what I see?
I'm dating Julie Chen now, and no, we're not expecting those kids.
Terry, do you see it?
I apologize. Mary, I apologize.
That's okay. I had
muted myself, but I actually, when she came on tonight, it did enter my mind for a moment.
Oh, yeah. Now, give me,
I don't see it.
I did. Thank you, Paul. I knew
you. She was wearing sort of the looser dresses.
Last week, you could see a little bump. This week, she had such a loose dress on that you couldn't see it. If you still have last week, check it out.
Yeah, she.
I'll check it out now.
She's wearing looser clothing than she usually wears.
I can't just go anything else to do right now.
She's looking beautiful, I'll tell you that much.
Last week, she had on a glow. Last week, she had on a crop, right down to her belly line with white pants. You could see the little belly bump. She's not like that. She's flat-bellied, you know?
Right.
When the season started,
I said they've really upped her wardrobe account because the clothes she's wearing, not only is the set much more luxurious, but the clothes that Julie is wearing seems to be, awesome.
Well, I'm telling you all, as a live feeder, I'm getting upset with this trivia. It looks like it's down to Jesse and McCray.
Oh, go, Jesse, go.
No way.
And Gina Marie Steele.
Okay, I was going to say she's still
okay,
on.
Okay, it's just
three
still
on, huh?
Go, McCray.
Oh, I hate it if Gina Marie gets it, you guys.
I do, too.
Go ahead, Paul.
Go ahead, Paul. I actually went back a few minutes, and I turned the audio on, and I heard Judd say, "You still got this, Jess." This was like 5 minutes ago. So she is just not being on camera.
Right. She's on there. It just showed her.
It just showed her.
Okay. You know what, Jess? I'm going to say this. Jesse, I don't care if you are wearing a Longhorn. You've been brainwashed. That's okay. I still love you. You know what? We'll get you through the Big Brother house. You'll win it. You'll come home to Daddy in Oklahoma. We'll go to the center game, and I promise you, you'll be changed.
Jesse's actually one that I'm actually rooting for underdogs. I'm rooting for Candace. I'm rooting for Jesse. I'm rooting for Judd.
I'm seriously. I'm watching them right now. Gina Marie looks so much in control. She keeps switching her hands, which could be, and so is McCray now.
But I tell you what, it's Gina Marie, literally. Is that really a bad one to win this week? I mean, really.
If she gets out Alyssa, I'd be very happy. I want Alyssa the hell out of there already. I really do.
Me too.
I wouldn't mind if Alyssa was gone, but not because I don't like her, but just because she's already going to win the $25,000 at the end anyway.
No, she's
right.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, she will. I agree. I agree with you, Mary. Sure she will.
So,
why
give her any more?
Do you know what I would love to see? Even though he went out very early, I would love America to vote Howard as the favorite play this year.
I don't think it'll happen.
Just with the MVP when it was given to a house guest, I'd bet anybody, and you all know it, that Alyssa's going to get it every time.
I agree. I'm with Mary. Yep.
It's going to go to the end. $25,000 is going to go to Alyssa.
Hey,
and why?
Yeah,
not because of Alyssa. Because of Rachel.
But I would honestly give it to Judd. I'm telling you all.
I wouldn't give nothing to Howard.
I'd give it to Judd in a heartbeat. I think he needs
some
money.
Hey, David.
Yeah, he could use some money. I agree, Mary.
David, I'd scrap down with you in a heartbeat. I tell you what, Howard could use that money. And you know what? I guarantee you'd see a large percentage of that go back to some type of charity. Just because
he ain't a good guy. I'm saying there's a lot of things that I watch on live feeds. I don't agree the way he does it. If he's going to be a role model, he needs to be 100% role model.
Right. Yeah. I agree with you on that one, too.
I don't agree with
I don't agree with everything he's done either.
And then coming out here, oh God, you just can't. To me, Cowboy, I don't agree with whatever. He's 100%. I think he's a great guy. But if you're going to be on TV and you're going to take that religion card and play it, you better play
Exactly. I agree.
Hey, Paul Cherry, is there any like comments in the chat room that need to be discussed or questions or anything like that or concerns? And anything about Dan Kaminsky, it's true. He's getting all that taken care of, and you know what? He'll be back with us soon. And we love you, buddy.
We've got another caller.
Cherry, I
think
you're right.
I know who it is.
I believe you're right.
Yet, I think I know who this is.
Chi-Town Joe.
I think is Mary and David's friend from Kentucky.
Adam.
Mr. Adam.
Hey.
How
you're
are
correct.
You, Adam?
I'm good. Happy late birthday.
Well, thank you, Adam.
Thank
I'm
you.
I forgot
you're
to
welcome.
Say it to Cherry and Paul. I didn't know y'all's birthday were back to back.
It was Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, that's cool.
And thank God for Facebook. I knew it.
Hey, and my birthday was today. No one has wished me a happy birthday.
Oh, Cowboy, you're lying.
Yes,
happy
yes.
birthday, Cowboy.
Thank you, dear.
Down the chase.
I'm going to... What? I was...
Cowboy.
I was wishing him a birthday. I'm just in a different time zone here, you know?
That's right. Guys, I would like to say a public thank you to everybody that posted a happy birthday on my Facebook. I certainly got it from Mary and David and from Cowboy, as well as a lot of other people. And I just, for the most part, only had time to click like. But I did see them all, and I really appreciate it from each and every one of you. So those listening, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Paul.
You're welcome.
Maybe Candace
and Cherry. Oh, come on, girl.
You guys.
You just sent me a bunch of good cakes and some good Duck Dynasty stuff.
Hey, Candace. Hey, Candace, are you on my Facebook?
I'm not on Facebook at all.
Oh, you're like me, anti-Twitter. I'm anti-Twitter. I'm not on Twitter. So you can't
I'm not a Twitterer either.
Hey, actually, you know what? You can follow me on Twitter, or you can follow me. I don't know if it's actually on Twitter, but it's Oklahoma, and you just walk behind me, then you get to follow me, you know?
so far. Kansas and Oklahoma's pretty close to each other. You know, we're kind of neck and neck there.
Back. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, don't we play Kansas, OU in Kansas place in college? Are we in the same division?
Big team.
My
big
husband
12,
would
eh?
Know that. I don't know.
To Cowboy, girl. Honey, you Cowboy. And your talking kind of reminds me of Howard.
Because
Howard talks, and I don't understand what he's saying, and now I don't understand. You say you're not on Twitter, and then you say I can follow you at Oklahoma.
What, Mary,
thank
you,
Mary.
You know what,
that's why
husband,
you like Howard.
Hey, you know what? Your husband even said this. Every time y'all talk,
went up
and
down.
But the bad thing is, when you talk on this radio show, we can't put subtitles out.
Cowboy, JC
no,
just fell. The
no,
fish went up and come down.
Jesse. Oh.
But you know why? I told you they went backwards again. Everybody fell when
just
it went
down.
Backwards earlier. Jesse just fell.
Come on,
Gina Marie.
Jesse, did you just say Jesse fell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She was wearing a
sooner
shirt. She would have been fine.
Come on, let's say let's go, McCray. Let's give him good vibes, guys.
I'm supporting Gina Marie here.
Let's go.
Gina Marie's looking good on
it.
Did Adam Corey Pink say he's supporting Gina Marie?
I am cheering on Gina Marie.
Gina Marie.
Adam, honey. She should have been gone with Nick.
Has anyone seen who people are voting for the MVP vote? MVP
Amanda.
Vote.
Amanda or Helen.
Exactly.
Everybody's saying Amanda or Helen.
I hope it's Amanda again.
Oh, that's Kansas. Come on now, honey. You're my friend. I want
Amanda
and McCray to go to the end and get married and have a baby and be on The Amazing Race.
If McCray wins HOH, Amanda will go out during his reign of HOH.
Maybe.
If she's MVP vote.
That would be pretty sad, wouldn't it?
Who would you rather
yeah.
see win it, though, Mary? If it was between McCray and Amanda, who would you rather see win it?
McCray.
Yeah, and I really believe that if Amanda's in the game, it's going to hurt his game. So if anybody's really rooting for McCray, they should want Amanda out.
Well, I'm not
just
rooting
it.
For McCray. I'm rooting for Amanda and McCray.
McCray's
but Amanda's
going to
hurt McCray's
yeah.
game. So if anybody
no.
wants McCray to
yeah.
win, then they want Amanda out.
But, yeah,
well,
Kansas,
I like them both.
You know what? Hey, but Kansas, it is too early for that to happen. It needs to be another two weeks. I do know what you're saying, because that's what happened to Rachel's game. She was able to step it up when Brandon left. And
exactly.
I do see what you're saying, but it's still too early. Still too
I
early.
Agree with you, Cowboy.
Cowboy, what Adam is saying is, okay, let's say McCray does beat Gina Marie or Gina Marie. I'm telling you, America's going to put Amanda on the block. If not, they're putting Helen, one or the other. If Amanda's
no,
on
they voted Helen.
I voted all 10 to Helen.
Did you? I'm so
I
proud
did.
Of you.
if
Amanda gets put up, I think the House will get rid of Amanda.
We got about 60 votes in this House.
Because,
probably going to go to Alyssa.
Wait, no. Because if McCray wins and then America puts Amanda up, McCray can't fight for HOH next week. Therefore, nobody's going to be afraid of McCray coming after them.
Hey,
I agree.
This is what I got to say. Why are y'all learning? I mean, I've heard it on this show that y'all always want someone that is a competitor and wants to fight. Why in the world do you want to put Helen on the block just to see her fight? I mean, guys, she's really playing the game.
I don't think Helen would go home. I think she needs her ego taken down a notch.
I agree with you.
Right.
I so agree with you, big time. Yes,
it's not
I
that
agree.
She'll go home. She just needs to learn that she's not at the top of the totem pole.
Exactly.
Everybody's mom, everybody's friend.
You know, this is the thing. This is what I can say. Big Brother can make you cocky real quick. The Four Horsemen align, and I believe this with a question of doubt. We were strong. We were powerful. We really was. But the
mm-hmm.
thing is we got too cocky, and it was a domino effect.
If you can't really stop a minute.
Yeah.
Somebody
in the chat room just said Jessie's still up.
Did she not?
Oh,
no,
I hope she is.
She's not.
No,
she knocked her china.
I promise. She got on the ground.
But they fall off, and then they take the bowl, and they throw it to the china, and it breaks it. She already did that, I promise.
Yeah.
Their feeds aren't on live.
So do we know, does it show, we don't know who took the $5,000 yet,
no,
do we?
It ain't showed.
Yeah, maybe it has. We don't have it on sound, guys.
Oh, okay.
Let me see. I'll tell you. I can look on Joker's.
Well, that's probably when it was on the fish for a long time. They let the three choose.
It could be.
Joker's updates will tell you everything.
They
won't
let us live feeders know who won the money and stuff. We'll have to wait on them to listen.
Because it says everybody's cheering the two of them on. Helen's saying a barbecue going to the winner, part of her prize from the box that she picked. So it's something to do with the barbecue, what Helen picked.
That is cool.
McCray tells production to let everyone back inside, presumably so that he and GM can negotiate a deal in private. GM's trying to negotiate a deal with McCray. McCray doesn't want to give her the HOH. There are only two left on the log. And so I'm trying to see.
Who do you think Gina Marie would put up, you guys?
Okay, wait, prizes.
Spencer has
to talk using a bullhorn. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Candace won the $5,000, and Helen
good.
Won
wow.
a barbecue party
I'm
with
glad.
Three other people. So that's the three prizes.
I was hoping Candace was going to win HOH. That would have been great.
I don't want to hear Spencer talk on a bullhorn.
You said
Helen won a barbecue party for three other people.
That's
her and three
cool.
other people.
That's cool.
Gina Marie will put up whoever Aaron tells her, and Aaron is probably going to go with either
Amanda
McCray or Helen and
no,
whatever.
Aaron,
you not Alyssa? You don't think she'll put Alyssa up?
Nope.
It'll be Spencer
she'll
and Candace.
She'll put up Spencer and Candace.
She might put up Alyssa and Candace or Candace
yeah.
and Spencer.
Spencer and Candace.
Somebody in our chat room, Red Wine Guzzler, just
ain't got no balls.
Marie would put up one scrub and one cockroach.
That's good.
Hey, you know what? You know what would take care of that cockroach? Ray.
I've missed Red Wine Guzzler's humor so much. I love it when she comes to our chat room. She always
it's
makes me laugh. Road. You know, you can hear Gina Marie with that act that West or East Coast accent that she has, the way she says cockroach, you know?
Cockroach.
And she always calls people scrubs, and so she'd put up one scrub and one cockroach.
You know, I tell you what, Marie, I'd like to know who is the winner so we can, you know, get to the hero, because I know David and Mary is not watching
We've
the
not
hero,
watched
are you?
No.
We won't watch the hero until tomorrow night because we got live feeds to watch all night tonight.
Well, you know, the thing is it was we're not going to tell you what happens because we're not going to get to that yet, but it was...
Is the winner revealed tonight?
It
yeah.
was.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
was.
Finale tonight.
Did you watch The Winner Is, Cowboy?
The winner is... No, because I had to put a stop to... I need to get the hopper where I can watch more channels and record
yeah,
more
do.
Channels. And because I tell you what, this family watches too many reality TV, and I wonder why.
Your family, oh my Lord. Everyone
Speaking of reality TV,
record.
Has anybody
hey,
watched
know,
NBC Make It Out Alive?
Yes, we love
no.
it.
No.
Oh,
but
my
have you watched,
gosh, what a show
have you,
that
but
is.
Have you, But have you watched Naked and Alive? Have y'all watched that?
Yeah,
I have.
I've watched
that is
that
an amazing show as well. But make,
are they really naked?
Make yes, sure. they are. They are totally
they're,
naked.
They're naked in the wild.
That's not something.
Can anybody
watch.
Tell me what the main concept of Siberia is? I love it, and the kids love it. Murray hates it, but we don't know what it's about.
I hate it because I don't understand it.
Nobody watches Siberia?
Nope.
No.
Oh, gosh.
Under the Dome.
Under the Dome. My mom watches it.
Oh, it's awesome.
I'm recording all those shows, but I just can't seem to get away from the feeds because I am enjoying Big Brother so much. But let me
I
ask
understand.
You guys this. Mary.
Yes.
Do you think that McCray is cheating right now? Do you see how he's holding on to his thing? He's got a bandana wrapped around it, doesn't he? Oh, never mind. No, it isn't.
That's right.
No.
It's on his wrist. Yeah,
okay,
it's on his wrist.
Okay, thanks, guys.
But if you watch, he's dragging his feet, and they're going sideways.
Oh,
I think he's going to be...
Oh, Lord have mercy, shoot. Sorry.
Okay, real quick. Before... We go to the hero because we're hoping that someone falls off real quick.
I think
Mary
going
to
win.
Hey, Mary, do you want to plug the Urban Stampede? Go, right now. Let's go.
Yes.
August 24th, the Urban Stampede, downtown Louisville. It's an amazing race within the city. We have Redneck Islanders, Bailey Rison, Stacy Schuler, and Mike Mace. We have Big Brothers, Cowboy, and Danielle Murphy. And we have survivors, Billy Garcia, Chris Doherty,
Roger
which is, I don't think any kin to Dud, but I don't know. Roger Bingham, Sandra.
From Louisville.
Sandra, and then Debbie Beebe. Sandy Bergen and Debbie Beebe. And then you got Mary and David from The Amazing Race. I've got other people
who
want to come. We're waiting on our room situation.
But if
who's
anybody thinks
David?
That they could run the Amazing Race and you want to just get a little feel or taste of what it's about, then come out and join
McCray.
Us in Louisville.
Okay.
Don't waste your time. No, I'm joking. I tell you what, it was a wake up call for me last year. I don't know why in the world I decided to do it again for the second season. Oh, that's right. I lost the bet.
Lost the bet.
It sounds cool. Sounds really cool.
Mary. Cherry Garcia and her husband will be there again this year.
I cannot wait.
Yay! And, you know, I would love to try to get Paul there, but you know what? I'm still trying to strike a deal to get Paul to New Hampshire for December, but not striking
hey, Paul,
on the
I'll
deal.
Hey, Paul, I'll make a bet with
Ray
you.
Paul,
you want to make a bet?
What's the bet? I'll tell you.
Okay, this week, either... Ah!
McCray failed.
McCray failed. My gosh!
Yes.
Shut up.
Gina Marie got
all
it.
Right.
I am so mad. Whatever. Now I don't want to make no deals.
Yes. Yes.
My gosh.
Well, I congrats to Gina Marie. So
yeah,
we all know... And I tell you what, real quick, Mary, how do you feel?
I'm mixing
what's
her Pandora's box. That's all I got to say.
And we've got a double eviction coming up, so that's
eviction.
Cool.
Before
oh,
you
that's
go,
true.
We've got somebody on the switchboard I want to bring up. He has something that I think he wants to say about somebody who was in California.
Okay.
And it may affect Big Brother, so let me
okay.
bring him up.
Wow.
Chi-Town Joe?
Mr. Chi-Town Joe, I know you are always in the know, and why don't you tell us who was out in California and how it might affect Big Brother?
Well, yesterday, Jesse finished shooting his first, he's going to be on a soap opera.
That's cool.
On the web, it's called Tainted Dreams, and it's done by the people from All My Children, and some
okay,
of the
wow.
All My Children alumni are in the cast. But
wow!
But he's the sex symbol, I guess, in this thing. But he had an extra day today to stay in Burbank because he was shooting in Burbank.
Okay.
What else is in Burbank?
Earlier that they had the feeds on much of today.
Yes.
I mean the trivia on much of today. So they could have been filming while Jesse had this extra day.
Yeah, he probably, because he doesn't wrestle until Saturday.
But Jesse has been Pandora's box for quite a few years now?
Yeah,
well,
but he wasn't last
he was
year.
Santa Claus.
Yeah. He came in and took down all the Santa Claus stuff, or all the Christmas
right.
stuff, right. But he's got a 5-year contract with Allison, so they're going to use him one day a year, you know? And
a
5-year
contract?
Him.
How do you know that?
I know a lot of things. Hey, Cowboy, I knew Jen DiTerno was. Hey, I told Cherry this afternoon, but I knew Jen DiTerno was getting married before everybody else. And what day? Remember? Because
okay,
I told
okay.
her she was going to get married.
But you thought I was going to get married last year, and that didn't happen.
Yeah, but it's going to happen. You're not.
Oh, well. It's,
I put the next
happen,
button on you. You're
you
going to get married next. We're going to send you Amanda.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
okay. But you know what? Hey, I tell you what. Chi-Town Joe. Chi-Town Joe. I would put a bet on, and I want to know what you mean next, because in your philosophy of who's going to get married next, who am I up against? And I tell you what, I might put a bet on that because I guarantee
okay.
you, I'm not getting married anytime soon.
I know. Okay, now here's the thing. I put the next on Jen DiTerno in New Hampshire 2 years ago, right? Because she had nobody, and she was living in Albuquerque. Now she's in Ohio, right? And she calls me Mr. Next now, you know. She didn't even know this guy. And she kept on saying, oh, no, I'm not doing... No, that's not going to happen. But I'll make a bet. You're next to Michelle Costa.
No,
I can't. I got somebody for Michelle.
No, because he's a bartender. And he's a bartender at a very popular bar.
Cowboy's too much of a player to get married. I'm telling you, Cowboy is too much of a player.
Well, I know that, but
I
wouldn't say that.
Trust me.
Over the air.
You want to make a bet?
I'm throwing this out there. I haven't dated since January. So,
I know what
player,
you do on the side.
No, I don't. I haven't done anything. That's the thing. I've actually been a good boy. Mary, I've changed my ways. I haven't done anything since the first of the year.
So funny.
I've changed.
You know what Boom Boom Room just said to Cowboy? He says he hasn't dated even himself.
I've done that. That's true
confession on the Red Reality Show.
That's human nature.
I would choose Michelle Costa because as soon as I get a chance, I'm going to hook her up with her future husband, which was, his name is Duke. He was on our season of the Amazing Race.
And
once she figures him out, and they're both Rhode Islanders, and you know the East Coast, whatever you want to call it, and I've already put it in her ear about him, and I've already put it in his ear about her, and they would love to meet each other. And my goal, when I get to New Hampshire, is to have them both there. I'm gonna hook them up.
Oh, how cool!
Well, that sounds like that. You're throwing out that gauntlet that I got to make it to New Hampshire this year.
No, first you got to come to Louisville. Cowboy, he's got to come to Louisville first. It's only a little bit of a drive.
Well, see, if I came to Louisville, I would be stuck on Wednesday night at the wrestling at OVW.
Yeah, you can do that, but I want to see the man behind the voice.
Oh, that's different.
Of Chi-Town.
Hey, Mary, it's pretty scary.
Yeah. Actually, Mary, you're a Facebook friend of mine. I'll put up a picture of myself on my birthday this Sunday as a profile.
Yeah, you'll
picture.
Probably be putting up a picture of Jesse Godders.
No, I've got enough of those. No,
okay,
I swear to God, I'll put up a picture. How about if I put up a picture of me and Michelle Costa?
Three.
Okay.
I do have a picture of that.
But it don't matter. I still want you in Louisville.
Well, I'd love to come to Louisville.
Because I see your face on a picture don't mean I see your face in real life.
It's just a 4 or 5 hour drive, 6 hour drive.
Well, I don't drive.
Honey,
they have an international airport. They live in the city.
Well, I'd be willing to come. I really would be willing
to
come.
Willing to come.
I'd like to come on a Wednesday so I could get there
to
watch the wrestling.
Okay, come on Wednesday, go to OVW, and be Jesse Goddard's biggest fan.
No,
Jesse's not in OVW no more.
Oh no, he's not.
Yeah, yes, he is. He is taping on Wednesdays, but he had this week off because of the show.
I thought he was in TNA now, or the big time wrestling.
Well, Impact, but he hasn't been on lately. So they didn't. He's still on the roster. But he's doing. That's where he went to school, David.
Well, maybe it's because he looks so little compared to that Terry guy.
No shit. Sorry.
Hey, you know, hey, David, Terry's real tall. Quick, because I'm actually gonna probably tell y'all good night because we're gonna start talking about the hero. But real quick, because you're gonna like this, I wanted to bring up Sean from the Hero. Signed with WWE.
Yes, he
did.
Wow.
Yep.
Yes.
Now his dream has come true, and he's with the WWE now. He got his first paycheck from him.
Wow.
But one of my favorites was
he looks like a small guy. That gives me some hope. throw me in there. I don't care if you throw me like a redhead.
No, don't say that. I actually had a chance to wrestle a couple times.
I know you did. I watched the video.
And I thought it was all fake. Oh, no. Oh, no. You got to be in better shape than football players and basketball players to get in that ring.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Cowboy, you better do a lot of exercising.
Going to my refrigerator don't count?
No.
No.
Dan could beat him up. I'd pay $100 to see Cowboy on the Challenge on MTV.
Oh, I'd love to do it.
I'd do it with Cowboy.
That would be
so fun for you, Cowboy.
You know what?
I
tell you what.
They need to challenge CBS.
Yep. Or David and Cowboy for Redneck Island. Put both of us on the island and let us redneck it up.
Oh, my God.
There you go. We're going to do it, Cowboy.
Let's do it. You know what? We got Redneck Island. We're getting to the finals. It's getting exciting. They know how big a fan I am of Redneck Island, so they brought some Redneck Island girls.
Lindsay.
Is Bucket going to win,
Lindsay,
or Cody?
No, they're getting Cody.
Bucket is hilarious. And you know what? I tell you what. Bucket, if he is at the end of the challenge, Bucket, I guarantee you, is the redneck of you all. Us all. And I tell you what. I don't know. It's going to be... I don't know. Go Bucket. I'm excited. I'm like literally on Facebook with these rednecks now because of David and Mary. And I tell you what, I'm so ecstatic. And I mean, a lot of y'all know how big a fan I am of Redneck Island. I have applied from Redneck Island 1 and 2. I didn't do 3, but you know what? They know my name. And I would love to do it. It's just, I've never applied for three. Did you really? You applied?
Yes.
Oh, it's come out. You applied for?
Yes.
Oh, Cowboy dropped off.
Oh.
Okay. Well, if Cowboy calls back, tell him we got to go. I got to call my mommy and my sister.
I'm so glad
I got to watch this HOH with you all. But I'm so mad that McCray didn't win.
And we got some kids keep wanting to run downstairs.
All right. Well, thank you.
Tell Cowboy
so
we love him.
In.
Terry Paul, happy birthday, guys. I cannot believe this is y'all's birthday week.
Thank you, Mary.
Can't wait to Sunday to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you. I will put up that picture.
Okay. And Kansas, I love you, honey. You're funny.
Mary and David, can I just tell you, I love you guys so much. You make me laugh. During the wintertime when I wasn't calling in, we were having so much sadness in our home, and I would listen to podcasts. And you two were such a blessing to me. I just want to tell both of you, you and David, made me laugh. You guys are just so beautiful. I love you.
They've got you fooled.
No, they are really a blessing, and I love getting to know you.
David, hey, we got to have our bow time. Give me a call.
Okay.
Thank you all so much for calling in. You guys have a great night.
Okay, love you guys.
Good night, guys. God bless everybody.
Love y'all guys. Bye-bye.
Love you, bye-bye.
Okay, we've got to take
it to the hero
now. Happy
birthday, Chi-Town.
See ya. Yeah, thanks, Kansas.
And we promoted... that we were going to talk about the heroes, so we've got to go on to that now.
Can I cap this show real quick? Kind of promo this?
Absolutely.
Well, I want to say that Cherry, I'm almost positive it was Cherry that brought me on to the hero, and I was skeptical. I really was at the beginning of the season, and it grew on me. It was one of them shows that literally grew on you because, you know, there were some things that I saw me doing. I saw things that people around me was doing, and It was an amazing concept. And if you didn't watch The Hero, that's fine. I guarantee it's going to be on YouTube and stuff like that. And I recommend you to listen. And if you haven't watched it, guess what? We're talking about it. We're going to say who won tonight. Tonight was the finale. And I love, because a hero, the definition of a hero is different for everybody. I mean, everybody gave a different definition. And the one that really, let's see if I could do this without crying. It's kind of emotional because of it being an emotional show. But I think the one that really touched me the most was when Patty was saying, when I can make a dinner with a smile, and, you know, and everything for her family and whatever. There's so much more that, I mean, obviously she said, but you know what? That hit home to me. You know, the thing is yesterday I'm bartending and people are recognizing me. They're coming up to me. They're shaking my hand. They're taking pictures with me. And there was a couple. And there was a couple, and they said, it looks like we need this guy. And they were talking to me for a long time. They were their parents of four kids. And they were having a night out. And, you know, I just doing my thing. I don't tell them who I am. I don't do that unless if you recognize who I am. And just visiting with them, and I go, you know, I can relate. Sometimes you just got to get away from your kids and just do you. And I know it sounds selfish, but sometimes you just got to do that. And, you know, and so I was able to relate to them. And I was bartending them and everything. And more they were there, they were starting to realize, holy moly, people knows me, but they don't know nothing. And so finally, you know, someone tells them, you know, and everything, because she popped off and she goes, it sounds like we need to know this guy. And you know, and so I was telling them, because I mean, I was, before they started knowing who I was, I told them I did charity work and stuff like that, and that I travel, and I'm about to go to Kentucky, and I'm president, you know, on our organization in Hampshire and everything. And I was like, you know, I stay busy. And they were like, maybe we need to do charity work, honey, and, you know, and stuff like that. I was like, don't. I was like, it'll turn headed real quick. No, I was like, but no, I mean, it was really, to me, to be able to witness to them. I didn't even throw God out there. It was just me being me. And for once, I honestly felt like I was being a hero. And I'm very humble about my experience. I'm not better than anybody. I'm just trying to make a difference in the world. You know, I come home. I listen to so many voices. I need. You know what? I do it. That's a hero to me. Somebody that can be a planner and be able to make things happen. Things need to happen. And someone that is noble to just back down when you need to back down. And to me, that is a hero. And it was just, I didn't realize I was going to open up with that, to be honest with you, until more I realized where that conversation of yesterday was going, and the hero, the Rock talking. You know what? So much controversy happened this year, you know, and it was more girls fighting with each other. And I do see another season, but I have to say, oh my goodness.
I have notes on three of the three last episodes, if you want me to sort of skim over them.
You know, they need to, that show was only 8 episodes for its premiere season.
Yeah.
And what it needs to do is, I hate to say this, it needs to be at least 13 episodes, and it needs to be on channel, real network, because The Rock is really big. And matter of fact, if you ever have never seen The Rock fight this Saturday, 8 o'clock Jerry Garcia time. That's Midwest time, you know, Central. On NBC, they're showing the replay of WrestleMania, and where he fights John Cena, and 2/3 of the way through his match, he pulled a triple hernia, and he still wrestled for 20 minutes, The Rock. And then they had to take him out and to the hospital, and they cut him open real quick, you know. So that's the kind of the guy. That's why I like that show, too, because The Rock is kind of like a hero, you know, to a lot of kids.
You know what? He's a hero. He's a hero to me. I mean, he came from nothing. I mean, if I'm not mistaken,
You want to know the background on him or what?
Yeah, tell me.
Okay. His grandfather was the first Hawaiian to win from the WWF at the time, the heavyweight belt. Then his dad won the heavyweight belt and from the WWF. Rocky Johnson was his name. So, then he got into it wrestling because of his family heritage. He's a third generation wrestler that were famous.
But will you at least say this, that he's probably made more money than both of them probably combined?
Well, yeah, because, you know, he took the night off tonight to do this show. He's filming Hercules right now, a new version of Hercules.
Well, let's get back to the hero.
But anyways, we'll get back to the show. I'm sorry, Jerry.
Going back to, I guess, 3 shows ago, they had $20,000 going to the Red Cross and $80,000 for the challenge. And they were going into a cave. And that was, like, a really scary challenge. Marty wanted to go really bad. Patty, Athena, Dave, and Charles were there. They had to use 4 primitive weapons, rocks, bow and arrow, slingshot, and spears. And because Charles did so good at getting this challenge completed, they allowed him to choose the second person to move on with him, and he chose Patty. And the other two were stunned that he chose Patty.
And pissed.
Yeah. There's currently $430,000 in the global pot, and they gave them a message on the little screen says you can have $50,000, but it is taken from the global pot. You'll have to pass on the offer, which is option A, split the money, which is B, or one of you have to take the money is C. And they talked about it, and they denied the temptation. Meanwhile, a phone rings, and it's The Rock calling Athena and Dave, and he offers them an offer and tells them that next week America votes. One of you can have $35,000, and the other one will go back and play with Patty and Charles. And you'll take a nice boat and a comfy car ride back to the house. The other one will go to Patty and Charles and compete in the Heroes Challenge. They talk about it, and they both denied the temptation. So back at the cave, Patty begins to struggle a bit coming out of the cave. and they actually fail the time allotted for that challenge.
Because they had to swim through the river in the
and there
in the
snakes and yeah it
yeah
was
snakes
a really
in there and
awful
everything.
Challenge.
Yeah.
I'm trying
yeah,
to skim through some of my notes so I get through this quickly.
Okay.
Dave and Athena had to take a little tiny boat and a really hot, slow bus ride. The bus was called Diablo Rojas. They vote, and Charles is chosen to do the final. And Rock tells him, tonight, meet me at the National Soccer Stadium. If he wins, he'll have to do it in half the time since they failed the challenge. He could be tempted by the Rock. If he wins, he gets to send someone home. 8 flares with a tablet, with a question about the game, and a bag connected to it are spread out, you know, throughout the stadium. If he gets the question right, he brings the bag containing $10,000 to the Rock in the center of the stadium, and he moves on to the next. He has 35 minutes to complete it. He gets, basically, he gets all of them right, and he gets to decide whether he keeps the $80,000 or whether he puts it in the global pot.
Pat,
and it says to be continued. Does he keep the $80,000?
Yeah, he did it with 5 seconds left on the clock.
Yeah, that was just amazing. I mean,
it was
barely
an amazing thing. Yeah,
but he did. He made it, and it was incredible. So then he does put the money in the pot. The pot stands at $510,000. He mentions how much respect he has for Athena, but he chooses to evict her and send her home because she took a bribe early in the game. Now they're facing their final challenge. It's $100,000 for the final grand prize and $50,000 going to American Red Cross.
I am saying yay. I love the charity.
Okay, but hey.
Oh, no, yay.
Okay. He tells them to head to the roof of the Trump Tower. 5 must go, 1 must stay home. Everyone is eligible. So now they're deciding, you know, who must stay home, and the remaining 6 are in turmoil, and choosing this last person to stay home, you know, is really tough. Patty feels like everyone wants her to stay back, and Patty decides, you know, on her own, that she, you know, she will stay back, even though she feels kind of like it's her last shot to show everybody, you know, what she's made of, and that she won't have a chance to show everybody, you know, her abilities.
The Rock.
Let's see, the challenge is the Trump Tower's the tallest building. It's 2 stages as they rappel down face first 200 feet within 10 minutes. You start this challenge as a team, but you're going to finish as heroes, is what they say, is what The Rock says. Patty gets a call from The Rock back at the apartment, and he tells her to come to the Trump Tower. She says, "Can I really?" And she tells The Rock, Rock tells her, "Your game's not over yet." And she says, "I'm coming now." And so they show back at the Trump Tower. They're all rappelling face first down the Trump Tower, and Lydia falls, but her hook keeps her in place, and she gets, you know, right back up in sync with everybody else. And they get 200 feet down, and they go inside, and they find a tablet. Darnell hits the tablet, and they get a message, and it says, 3 must move on and get to the 51st floor emergency exit. The other 2 must go home. You have 10 minutes to decide. Charles says he is stepping back, and so does Charles. So Lydia and Marty are moving on. Patty was offered $35,000 by The Rock, but instead of three people walking a tightrope between two buildings, they would have been cut to only one person, and they would have to do it in 3 minutes and 30 seconds. She declined the bribe, and The Rock then greets the three remaining team members ready to compete the mission. He tells them that Patty just turned down the bribe, and instead of them continuing the challenge, that now Patty will be going across the tightrope to complete the competition. At first, she was, like, really shaky. She was so afraid of heights. That was her one thing when she came into this whole challenge, this whole TV show. Her biggest thing was she was afraid of heights. And The Rock talked her across this tightrope between two buildings, and she finished it. And
yeah.
Back at the apartment, the rest of the team was upset, A, that they weren't able to, you know, finish the competition themselves, and B, that they couldn't stay there and cheer Patty on. And when Patty arrived back to tell everyone that she had completed the competition, she was so happy, you know, to tell everybody else. And they were so happy for her, except for Marty. And he was the one person that she had supported since day one. And he was acting really immature because he didn't get to complete the comp. Patty felt really bad for him, and she apologized to Marty. And Charles and David both...
The doctor.
The doctor told Patty that she shouldn't have needed to apologize to Marty at all. At dinner, Charles says that there was a message on the screen that said only five move on and they have to decide who goes home tonight. Charles said he knew when he read it that he would volunteer to go home tonight. He said he took an oath as an officer to lay down his life if need be, and he would lay down his life for each one of them. They protested, or some did, but he insisted. He said, "You're not letting me have my moment. I know, I knew when I read the message that I'd be making the sacrifice tonight, and I'm good with it." And I'm kind of paraphrasing there, but first they have to vote on who is going home. So The Rock asked at the table, he asked who you were before you come to the hero and who are you today. Patty says she used to call herself just a mom. And I don't know if I need to read all this. Anyway, they go on. I have all the things that they all said, but anyway, I'll go on down. And he asked what they have learned from the competition, and so they go on to vote, and the first eligible for America's vote, they did vote Charles, and Charles left because he wanted to.
And I had to say this because it's about Charles. And if Charles was at the end, hands down, he would have won against Patty.
Yep.
I mean, hands down. I mean, he would have won $610,000. I'm just showing that. I'm just laying that out there. But Charles would have won, because if I had a vote, I love Patty, but Charles was the guy I would have voted for.
He was amazing. That guy.
He really was.
The whole series.
All right. I hate interrupting when Cherry is reading her notes, but you guys already brought this up, so I want to chime in. I'm going to chime in.
There's nothing charming about you.
I am wondering, and I don't want to talk badly about Charles. I don't want this to sound like I'm talking badly about him, because I think he's a wonderful person as well. But do you guys think that he asked to be eliminated in hopes that he wouldn't be, and that would showing America what a hero he was, being willing to sacrifice that. What do you think? Was it a gamble that he was hoping that he would stay?
No, I thought he was sincere.
Okay.
Very sincere.
And I think it was a police officer taking a bullet for somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I didn't want that to sound like I think he's a schemer or he's not genuine, because I believe he is. But then I was wondering if maybe it was a strategy on his part, and I just was curious what you all thought. What did you think?
Well, and Paul, and I think why you're going that direction is how production saw that. No, I mean, it was production status, obviously. But I think it's one of them things where I really think that he took a bullet for his team.
Okay. Enough said.
Okay, so we move on to tonight's episode, and The Rock says, what is a hero? What does it mean to be selfless? $610,000 is in the grand prize. Who will get it? He introduces Lydia by saying, a hero is born, not made. Marty, incredibly shy, introverted, or hesitant. None of these words would describe Marty, and he introduces Marty. Every show needs its resident badass. We just didn't know that this would just happen to be a shampoo girl and a mother of three. Patty is introduced. I love that. And he won the very first Heroes Challenge. Now he's hoping to win it all. And Dave comes out. A strong heart, and as you remember, a very strong skull. Darnell is introduced.
That was a hard one.
The Rock brings back the eliminated. Rachel, Sean, Athena, and then he remembers, oh, yeah, Charles. And Charles rolls out, doing a sort of a somersault. They all sit at the table, and he asks Charles who he would vote for to be the hero. Charles passes. Athena picks Dave. Sean picks himself, and The Rock tells him to shut up. Rachel says, there are people that I don't feel deserve the title, as she looks at Athena and says, your reason for sending me home was whack. And The Rock says to Rachel that she'll have her opportunity to respond, but Rachel says she doesn't need to respond to that. So The Rock takes them back to remembering some of the times they got under each other's skin during the game. It became about Lydia and Athena and their ongoing bickering. Lydia has a disabled brother that she has fought
for. That touched me.
For her entire life, yeah. And he was brought up
Athena,
on stage. And
Athena has the brother, I think.
Yeah, it's Athena. I'm sorry. And, I mean, he just, when they brought him up, it really did touch my heart, too. And I just thought that whole bickering thing between those two was so shallow. It
was,
really
and that's why The Rock said, you know what, let's bring the brother, you know, down, and which, I tell you what, was worth every second of the fight. I really do, and it was worth everything, and it's... This is the thing. Production knows how to pick people. I mean, there's a reason for it. They know how to do it. You know, here's Rachel, a single mom with five jobs, which I don't even know how that's even possible if you really have five jobs. I really don't know what she's calling five jobs, unless if they're all two-hour jobs. I don't know, and I'm not... Yeah. I'm not bashing Rachel, but you know,
no.
When you say five jobs. I mean, you know that is almost impossible to do. Three jobs is probably right there, you know, especially if you've got a family, you know. And if you do have five jobs, you're not being there for your kid. You know, I understand as a single father of three, I have four. Everyone knows I have four, but I raised three. And the thing is I could see me going for one more job, but two jobs is probably maxing me out to no other. The five jobs,
Cowboy,
I just think that, yeah.
Cowboy, we are getting short on time, and I want us to keep our comments a little bit shorter. But what I hear in what you're saying is one of your jobs is to be there for your kids, right?
Oh, absolutely. So, and my thing is, you know, Rachel saying I want five jobs, my thing is I think that she is a true person. It's just five jobs I think was probably pushing it, because I don't think that is possible. I really don't think so.
I agree.
Okay. Good point.
So then he goes to Sean, and he says he's had fans say, how can you call the show the hero when you've got a douchebag like this on the show? And he tells Sean to tell everyone the news. And Sean announces that his dream has come true, and he's now working with the WWE. And he's got his first paycheck from them, and he's just ecstatic that his dream has finally come true. And you can tell how happy he is. Then they must eliminate the first person. The Rock announces that Dr. Dave is not the hero. They asked America what determines a hero. They show what Charles did last week, removing himself from the game. The Rock brings up Charles's wife, Jessica, and asks her how she felt about him giving up the money. And she said she is blessed and so proud to have Charles as her husband, and he will always be her hero. Charles said he has no regrets about his decision. And that just really, really touched my heart. I mean,
me too.
Oh, my gosh. The Rock talked about the American Red Cross. $100,000 goes to the American Red Cross from this show. They had James Gleason, a 91-year-old full-time volunteer for the American Red Cross, come up to receive the money. And The Rock told him, you just look 70 to me. And he said, you should be on season two. And Mr. Greaser said, bring it on.
That's what the Rock's thing.
Personally, what really moved me was he's the same age as my parents. They both turned 91 this year.
Oh, my goodness, Paul. That's awesome.
That is awesome. You know, and I know you have this in your notes, but I have to say this. The Rock kissing Darnell. I mean, really?
Oh, I know.
That was awesome.
So they go back to the vote, and he tells Marty, you are not the hero. The Rock tells Marty's dad how proud he should be of his son.
Yep.
And Marty says he's still young and learning, and he needs to chill out a little bit. He realizes that. The Rock talks about all the temptations. He's offered nearly $500,000 in temptations. They turned down $415,000 of it. They show Sean taking a temptation after many turned down offers. Sean talked about not wanting to have a what-if moment. The Rock asked Darnell if he thinks him taking the $50,000 could impact America's vote. Darnell said it didn't matter. The Rock gave Lydia and Athena the chance to bury the hatchet, which turned into a disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, it just totally flopped. And they wound up bickering again, and The Rock had to shut that down. So we talked about the five temptations he offered to Patty, and she turned down every one of them.
$185,000 worth.
$180,000 she passed up. And Patty and her kids and her whole family, her husband and everybody said they had no regrets. It's about the journey. It's not always about the money, she said. Patty, Lydia, and Darnell are the final three. Time to reveal the final two. Patty, you are safe. So he kind of.
I'd like how you paused there, because that's what they did.
And then he goes to Lydia and he says, Lydia, you are not the hero. So Lydia is out, and we're down to Patty and Darnell.
Which is perfect. The best scenario that you can have. You have a father and you have a mother. And what reminds me so much of Darnell is the goose egg in the first challenge when the wrench hit him in the forehead.
Oh, that
he's
was
got
terrible.
Goose egg.
I mean,
and
that was
while
one
the water was
big.
Coming up. Oh.
That was one big, huge bump on his head, too. I mean, that
right.
had to hurt a lot.
Sherry, you gotta get on to Patty's whisper in Darnell's ear. I hope you wrote that down.
I actually didn't. So
I did.
Okay.
Hold on. I know I did.
What makes a hero? Someone who is willing to hold a door open for someone who saves someone's life, someone who keeps a smile on your face as you cook that meal for your family.
Oh.
That's what makes a hero to Patty. And he asked Darnell the same thing, and he said all the things that Patty just said, and educators. I work in education, and my family also calls me a hero, and I can't tell you how that makes me feel. They also both answer that winning the $610,000 would be life-changing for both of them. Then they go to a commercial break, and we find out who the hero is. So if you wrote down what Patty whispered, please.
I did.
Okay. Patty, when two of them are standing there, they're holding hands, and she leans into Darnell's ear, and she says to Darnell, if you win, I'll leave my husband for you.
it was awesome.
Commercial break, and The Rock comes back, and he says, the winner of the hero is Patty.
All right.
A landslide.
And
he
got more votes than all of the rest of them.
Go ahead.
She got more votes than anyone else, than all of the rest of them combined, basically. And I have to say, I gave her all of my votes.
I did too.
I was, after the last challenge, when she went across those two buildings, I was sort of leaning toward her. I was torn between her and Darnell. Well, Charles wasn't in it, but I felt like it, you know, between her and Darnell, I felt torn between those two. But when it came down to it, after seeing her go between those two buildings, that sealed the deal for me, and I gave her every one of my votes.
Sherry,
so,
let me. I know how much you've loved her.
I'm
going to
shut up now.
I remember when we were watching the first episodes, and you and I both said we love Patty, but we both didn't think that she probably would last to the end, which is so good to see. But I know you loved her. But if it was between Charles and her, what would you have done,
Charles?
That would be really tough.
I know it would be.
Yeah, that would really be tough because I really like both of them, and I just don't know what I would have done if it would have been between the two of them. If he wouldn't
have
pulled himself out.
I know we didn't have time. I know we didn't have time in your notes when you were covering the previous episode, but to go along with how Cowboy was talking about Darnell, when they went around the table and Darnell talked about his father was a hero to him, and he would hope that he could be a hero to his family as well. I thought that was a very special moment.
Absolutely. I tell you what, I mean, okay, I know we're running short, but you know what, I want us to, it's going to get emotional, but I want to know everyone's hero. And I'm gonna go first to set off the bar because I don't want y'all to steal my ideas. No, I'm joking. The two people that I put on my Big Brother as my hero is my brother. And my mom, just because of the sacrifices that she had to do, she had to give up dreams to get where she needed to get. And I hope I don't have to do that. I'm trying to prove that they're wrong. But my thing is my mom raised two boys by herself until I was 8 years old. And then she met a stepfather that they were married 22 years. She made something work. She was there. She knew what had to happen. And she also served in our Air Force as well. My brother and I don't talk. True story. My brother and I don't talk. And he might not know this, but he's my hero for different reasons. He served 3 years or three terms in Iraq. Fought for our country. Gave his life, everything that he can imagine. But we speak our minds so much, and we just clash so much. But he was 100% at the age of 28, fought for our country. That's the reason why my brother's my hero. He does not know that, but you know what? He is.
He will want.
Well, Cowboy, he at some point will, whether it be in this lifetime or the next. I love your bringing up asking us our heroes, but I don't really think we have too much time left. I will just have to say, you know, my dad is certainly, you know, my mom comes in second, I guess, but that's my answer.
Absolutely. And you know what?
Hero.
And your parents are a big huge.
My mom is my hero. I think Dan Kaminsky is another one of my heroes. Cowboy, you're
good
certainly
choice.
One of my heroes. For, you know, having your kids as a single father and raising them the way you do, that is a hero to me. And
well, thank you.
If you knew my childhood, you'd understand that. But, yeah, you know, I have many heroes in my life, but, yeah, definitely there's some big heroes in my life. And, you know, Paul has talked a lot of sense into my stubborn head many, many times.
You know what? You know, the thing is, that's one thing I love about this show. You know, Ron is a lot of our heroes. That's just throw that out there real quick. You know, and that's the reason why his show is still his name, a legacy. He lived a legacy, and it's still going on, and it's so, so incredible. And you know what?
So much.
Absolutely. I mean, he would have loved the hero. I could see him just so ecstatic about the hero because, you know what? I really see a season two with The Rock, with the hero, and it's just, the thing is, we see heroes in so many aspects in our lives.
you know, and I mean, just so much. And I know we're running out of time, and I just, we could talk about this time after time, but you know what? We're not. Chi-Town Joe, thank you so much calling in, giving us the dirt. Hey, by the way, thank you for sending me pool shots of bikinis this week. Really appreciate it. But you got to stop that. It's driving my hormones up the roof.
Yeah,
but anyways,
well, call me someday, and then because I want to talk to you about New Hampshire, about one person I'd like you to see, try, and get to come.
Well, I tell you what, you've got my number. Call me in about 3 minutes.
No. I'm going to watch Oprah. She's on Letterman.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. Good night, everybody. I'm
Thank
going
you
off
so
now.
Much, Joe.
Oh, it's my
Thanks,
pleasure,
Joe.
Always. It's my
Thank
honor.
Thank you.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night, babe.
All right, so I'm going to end. Guys, thank you so much for producing my show. I hope you had amazing birthdays. And I see where I rank with Oprah and me. So, but anyways, thank you to the fans, the podcast, the chat room people. Guys, thank you so much for keeping us going. And it was a great show. When I told Terry there wasn't going to be a guest tonight, she goes, you know what? It's still going to be an amazing show. And she's right. Because I have amazing production, Paul and Cherry. Thank y'all so much for making this work. And the fans, Kansas, thank you so much calling in. Michael, Adam, and Mary, thank y'all so much for just being a part of this. Dan Kaminsky, you know what? I hope that you had the runs all night long since you wasn't a part of the show tonight. Love you guys. We'll see y'all next Thursday.
Thank you so much, Cowboy. Absolutely adore you. I hope you have a great weekend. Give all your kids a big hug for us and your mom, too. You take care, babe. We'll talk
Thank
soon.
You.
All right. And I want to remind everybody to please join us on Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for the Manic Monday Show with Michelle Costa. And I also want to remind everybody to check out Duck at Night on YouTube. That's produced by the same guy who brought us The House Rodent, and it's funny stuff. I got the link on the Rad Reality Show group page if you want to check it out there, or you can go to YouTube and check out Duck at Night. It's really funny stuff, so check that out as well. Michelle always has great guests. This week, we're going to have a guest from Big Brother Canada, and I'm trying to remember, she was on our show before.
Eliza?
No.
Tala?
No.
It's okay.
Suzette is
Check
going
out.
To be on.
Suzette
will Suzette. Be on Monday.
Right.
So join us with Michelle Costa and Suzette from Big Brother Canada at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. And I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. And we want you to be there for Monday, for the Monday show. Take care, everybody. I'm going to close the show with Ron, as I always do. Thank you all so much for being here with us. Enjoy Big Brother 15. Bless everybody. Here's Ron to close the show.
Tonight, it was a great show, and thank you guys for coming, and I'm going to quit off the show with a song, and something that is truly, I say thank you to y'all, like something working. Say thank you for coming to the show. You are so great, and I love you all. We thank you, for coming to the show, and we Okay, fuck. I couldn't get the switchboard to work. Talk to you guys later.
I love hearing Ron laugh.
Thank you.
I just love hearing him laugh. All
Me
right,
too.
Thank you, everybody. Take care. God bless you all for joining us tonight. That's a wrap for this show. Good night, all.
Yeah.